has anyone went and shopped for a new vehicle? Whether you are financing or leasing, which leasing used to be the way to go. They used to always have great leasing deals in that. It's been 3 years since car shopping. Getting ready, you know, after 3 years, you get a lease, turn in your lease, get another vehicle. So I never wanted to purchase again. I've done that before. I always leased. You know, you have Bud Line that retires from automotive industry. You get that discount now. And that discount don't mean anything anymore. Literally, a sticker shock. The interest rate is ridiculous. Federal Reserve is ridiculous. The excuses they're using is ridiculous. And why we're having to constantly keep the inflation and under control and blah, blah, blah is ridiculous. And I'm just going to say this, because I've said this before, and this is my conspiracy theory. I believe all the free money Father Trump gave all of us Americans, all that free money, I always said, we're going to end up paying this all back tenfold. I believe the excuses of raising interest rate again, Federal Reserve, again, is just nothing but a mere excuse to cover the money they gave away for free, to get the deficit way down. That's it. That's all it's about. Has anybody car shopped and looked at the prices of vehicles? They're connecting with those on social media creators, TikTok and fellow creators, and people deciding, do they want to pay their house or pay their car? The interest rate, the payment for vehicles is ridiculous. I don't know what's worse, financing or leasing. And the thing is the only thing they were right at the dealership is there's really not much wiggle room for financing or leasing. The payments are pretty much the same. Let's face it, I don't drive for a living anymore. I need a low mileage lease, 10,000 miles, no big deal. We went from like a 1.9% interest rate to up to 15% they're charging? Like, are you serious? 5.9, 6.7, ah, hell, I don't know, it doesn't matter. Payments are ridiculous, absolutely ridiculous. I'm like, no. No, I have till October. I am definitely going to wait till October. Why? 2023 models have to be liquidated. They need to get rid of the inventory, folks. They got to get rid of the 2023 inventory to make room for 2024. But does it really matter? Because there's not really much inventory they're getting in, because the automotive industry, manufacturer, assembly lines really aren't pushing out many vehicles because the sales are so extremely low. Of course, they're going to hound me the last 2 days. They want me to turn in because I have collateral in the lease I have now. Put money down, so I have collateral. It's not much, $3,800, not much. But you put that towards a new vehicle? It didn't even move the payments. I'm like, you serious? No. I'm gonna wait. I'm gonna wait till October. Let the 2023 inventory liquidate. Let's see what the lease deals are. The hell, at this point, financing. And let's just wait. You know, and then you get those emails, harassing emails, because they're just harassing, annoying. I block them. You know, when you say no to dealership, I don't care who it is and how, they can say, oh, we're not pushing that like other dealerships. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, they all are. They're all hurting for a sale. And I don't know what commission that the sales representatives make in these dealerships, but I mean, can't be that much. Like, listen, send an email. Why am I going to wait? Well, if you wait until you turn it in October, you're going to miss out on your interest in the car, $3,700, $3,800, you're going to waive that. No, I'm not going to waive nothing. You're going to buy the vehicle off of me. I got residual. It's not going to change whether I do it now or I do it at the end of the lease or the day of the end of the lease. It doesn't matter. But you're putting that into a new vehicle on top of employee pricing, retirement pricing? That's like $5,000. It didn't even move the payment. I'm like, no. See, I've been doing this song and dance. I've had way too many vehicles in my lifetime. I know, it ain't right. When you're giving me a payment that's more than what specials are going, no. See, you gotta be careful, folks. You be careful when you're going to finance or lease a new vehicle. You better be careful. You better sit down and go through every single line on your paperwork before you sign anything. I have always caught an undercut of giving consumer manufacturer rebates and discounts and loyalty money. I've not had one vehicle yet where I've not caught something. That's sad. And what they do is they don't give you those rebates and that. The dealership keeps them. They keep the money. It's the truth. You know? I don't know how they split it, where they all go extra couple days in Hawaii or Florida vacation. I don't know. You gotta be careful. You really do. You need to go through your paperwork. Don't sit there and be all excited. I got a new vehicle. You know, before you go, I got a new vehicle. You better sit down and go through every single line on your contract, period. And look it over twice. Let them know you're looking at it. And you ask them as you're going through it, okay, where is this applied? Where do we apply this? Where do we apply residual? Where do we apply the rebate? Where do we apply the discount? Where do we apply this? Where do we apply the loyalty money? Have them show you. They need to run those numbers and show you. If it's not right, it's not right. Don't go sign anything. You know, go grab that nice pen they're going to give you. Who cares? There's plenty of them behind the desk where they're sitting. Take your time and... it was funny. Take your time and read through everything. You know? Period. And make sure to... Don't sign anything until you contact your insurance company. Give them the actual VIN number, model of your vehicle. Not what the model is. Well, I got a blah, 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 blah. No, you give them the VIN number so they can pull the exact insurance and what your insurance is going to run on the vehicle. Because let's face it. Because of all the climate change and all the hurricanes and monsoons and earthquakes and fires and tsunamis and everything else that God and Jesus Christ is going to pull, as he said, global warming, folks, that's Jesus Christ was saying, nothing to do about it. And your polar bears are even, you know, hurting right now. Even if you lived on a mountain, I don't think it would do any good because you would just get the wildfire smoke from Canada anyway. That's going to be hot anyway. You know about breathe. It's the truth. But be careful. Given your VIN number, I always did that. I always made sure I called the insurance company first before I go even looking at the contract. Make sure you got where you need to be. Add your payment with your insurance, what's going to run a month, and that's where you're at. It's sad because I watch these videos and these creators like myself on TikTok, you know, and we bounce things off of each other and watching how people are struggling. It's horrible. A lot of single parents are struggling. They're not eating. They're feeding their kids. A damn good parent, though, puts their kid or kids first. You come last. As part of a parent responsibility, I can't say it enough, period. I don't care if your son or daughter is 20, 30, 40, 50, 70, 80. Maybe you live to be 120. I don't know. Break the Guinness Book of World Records. Who knows? You know, anything's possible, you know? Your kids come first. Your child comes first. Your son comes first. Your daughter comes first. You help them out first. That makes a damn good parent. A parent, a responsibility, and a parent top is the most selfless act you can do, period. You have fur kids, your fur mama like I am. Hey, your fur babies come first too. It's your responsibility. You bring in a pet, you bring in an animal. It's a living, breathing. I'm sorry, it's not a picture frame, okay? They are family, la familia for life, for their lifetime. You're responsible for them as such, you know? I have them eat before I eat, period. That's just how I am. If I had kids, I'm sorry, I would give myself the best mother award. Mother hen, mother bear, that's the truth. It's the truth. You know, your kids come first. I don't know where I went with that, but, you know, anybody who is a parent of parents who put themselves first before their child or children is nothing but a narcissistic parent. That's not somebody who is ready to have a child or children. It's not somebody who understands responsibility of what it takes to be a parent. It's a lifetime commitment. If you're not willing to give a lifetime commitment to your son or daughter or sons or daughters, or maybe you want to beat the tax break and the more kids than the Duggars, okay? If you're not ready, then you're not ready to have kids. It's that easy. Don't have them. If you get overwhelmed and you can't handle it, whether it's financial or the child or the children is something sick, you know, they're sick, they come up with something chronic, you can't handle it, it's too much for you, you don't want to be burdened, you don't want to be inconvenienced, then allow somebody in La Familia, family, village, community to raise your child or children for you. You do a disservice by keeping a child in your care or children in your care that you're not ready, responsible, and you're not putting them first before you. I can't stress it enough. I'm sorry, I'm entitled to my opinion. That's the way it is. Period. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. Narcissistic behavior is where they say narcissistic is, you know, inward, okay? No parent or parent should be narcissistic. You know, you gotta understand, that's your responsibility. A son or daughter, or sons or daughters, whatever situation, it's just for life. Till the good Lord calls you home. No ifs, ands, or buts. It's your responsibility. If you're not ready and you're not willing, then don't have children, period. You know, you do a disservice. You know, bringing a life in the world, and no, it's just not okay. It's not okay at all. It's not okay. There ain't no excuses for that. Period. And all I'm going to say, too, is any son or daughter, I don't care what their age as an adult, goes through and steps in an oncology world, becomes a cancer patient, and your butt is not planted outside of that oncology hospital, institute, office, no matter where you're at around the world, and your butt or butts are not planted outside. No matter what the situation may hold, you may have dysfunction, you may have, like, you're not talking for a while, you may be living in Mars and then they live in Venus, okay? You better ask the aliens to take you on a mothership and take you there, okay? Your butt should be planted as supporting your child, children, your son, sons, or daughters, when they step on college, you're a cancer patient. There is no forgiveness, there's no excuses, there is not any okay, period, for any parent or parents to not be supportive and emotionally supportive and physically available for any son or daughter, no matter what their age as an adult or even children, when they're going through oncology care. It is serious. Treatments can kill patients. It is lifetime consequences, lifetime complications, and it's not a joke, and it's not to be taken lightly. Once again, if you're not going to be able to be a responsible parent and be selfless and put your child and children first, then you need to not have kids. You're not ready, you're not responsible, and you're not available. And if you're emotionally not, you're not emotionally not available either. And there's a lot of people that's okay. Maybe you're not ready. Maybe you'll never be ready, and that's okay. Okay, you do a disservice by bringing a human being in the world if you're not ready. And you don't need to bear children to know this, because we all were kids at one time. We're all human beings, you know? Please don't do that. Please don't do that. You screw a kid up. Kids, whatever. So don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. No, I'll tell you what. There's a... Jesus Christ would agree with me on this one. You better be camped out at Cancer Institute. Don't use no excuses. Everybody uses excuses in narcissistic. Don't use excuses. Narcissistic people use excuses. Always excuses. Always excuses. Amnesia, whatever. You know, amnesia. Unless you got a brain tumor or something mentally going on. There's no excuses. You can't be selfless, then you're not ready. Don't have kids, period. Oh, where I went. Hallelujah, amen, on Sunday. Where I went. Sorry, some things I'm very passionate about. I'm not going to change my mind, period. I'm going to be firm. It's not going to change, period. When you get ready to purchase a vehicle or lease a vehicle, you're going to be like myself over this week. You're going to be shell-shocked. I'm sorry. Biden has screwed up the United States of America. It is impossible to survive. And it's not just, I mean, six figures, as they're saying, is some of these women I've connected with, six figures, not even cutting it. When you have children, especially if you're a single parent, no matter if you have one kid, two, three, four, five, teens, whatever, adults, doesn't matter, you know? Because a mother bear, a mother hen, puts their kids first. They eat last. Kids, anything the kids need, child needs, comes first. They come first. That's the selfless act. That's part of being a parent or parents. Okay? And you mother birds and mother hens and mother bears out there, you can respect what I'm saying. You have fur kids, same way. It's the same way. It's a part of the family, part of the familia. They are for the rest of their life. You're responsible. Period. That's it. Period. No fans or buts. Don't be shell-shocked. I was a little bit, but I'm like, you know what? These interest rates are ridiculous. You know, you're going from 1.9 chem to... I mean, it's all the way to 15-point-something. I'm like, where the heck? I mean... If something doesn't break, Federal Reserve doesn't do a reverse, there's going to be a lot of people that are going to lose everything they got. As people are dipping at the bottom of the sea with their savings, their 401ks, retirements, just to make ends meet, just to survive. Not okay. You know? Daddy Trump spoiled us, you know? Hell, he didn't spoil us. He just helped us. He helped the people. That's what a president is there for, is to support and to be there for the people, not for themselves. See, the problem was, is we got all that money and now we're paying for it. And they can use an excuse all they want, because the Federal Reserve and all the interest rates and this is this and the economy and this is this. It's just an excuse. And you sit there and you add it up, it makes no heaping sense whatsoever. And then they're going to keep the interest rates the way they are for a while? Good luck. If you're like me, you're trying to sell your house, you can't get in a house. You need the help from your parent parents. And if you don't have the help from your parent parents, yeah, on your own. I'm on my own. It's hard. I'm going the other way now, right now. I've got five other applicants that went through. And for those asking, to put the email down here. There are a few companies, actually, quite a few apps, actually, but you have to make sure they're legitimate, they're checked, you know, everything is, you know, they do the background checks, I mean, criminal, everything. Go through your applicants that are approved, they get the check mark, come back, okay, and go through it. I'm looking for, you know, a roommate. That's the only way really for me feasible to be able to, you know, move on and get a home. Whether it's purchase or lease or land contracts, I've looked into also down in Kentucky. There's a lot of good land contracts, and then there's like 50 or 60 applicants too, and contacts. You're one of like 60 waiting in line. What I'm saying is, if you're getting anxiety and you're panicked and you can't sleep, whatever, it's not going to do you any good using your reserves and your energy of being concerned, which your concern is validated in the United States, the way the economy is and things are becoming impossible and food prices continue going up. It's ridiculous. Please don't waste your precious energy, because it's not going to matter. We are one of millions and millions and millions of people that are very, 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 very concerned. Something's got to break. All I got to say is, you know, with the government talking about the aliens, and they have aliens in possession that are helping them to educate and learn how to, they need to teach us how to fly. Yeah, how to fly. Is there any aliens willing to take the willing? Because, I mean, me and my four kids will raise our hands, because anything's got to be better. Pluto, Mars, anything's got to be better. I bet their economy isn't anywhere near ours. Wait a minute, that's right. You can't abduct the willing, for crying out loud. But at least I'd be able to get an easy lease. I wouldn't be paying gas. What would I be paying? Solar energy? I don't know. Take your time. Breathe in. Take a time out. Recharge when you need to. Don't panic. Don't freak out. It's easier said than done, because I've been that way before. But also, you need to learn that you have to conserve your energy. Don't burn the candle at all ends, let's say. Sit back, take a deep breath, take some time out, take a walk, do some yoga, do some meditation, anything, But understand, end of the day, the United States, even the aliens, can agree. And this struggle is real, and you, my friends, are not alone. I better look for an alien. There it'll be. Sending up some smoke signals. A saucer has got to be cheaper on a lease than a vehicle. Amen.